welcome to This Is Your Book Club podcast. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
Thanks for joining us today.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Good.
It's the second week of September.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's so weird. Like, flying by and we're still...
Do you like Halloween?
I love Halloween.
I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday.
I pulled
out
my Halloween tablecloth today.
Did you?
With pumpkins on it. I know it's early.
No.
But...
I've got Halloween decorations out. Only a few. I didn't get it all out. My life is busy and it's...
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would.
I have to tell you, my aunt texted yesterday about like a Halloween challenge. Like, go to the dollar store and buy something and then create something with, like, make it into something.
Oh,
like
fun.
A better, improved Halloween decoration. And my response was, does this mean I have to take down my spring decorations? Because they're still up. I still have the wooden blocks that say spring across my fireplace.
Yeah. Well, my daughter got baptized the beginning of June, and I still have banners around my fireplace from that. Well, so it's okay.
Okay. We're in the same boat.
But I also, along with that baptism banner, have Halloween decorations
with it. Well,
eventually.
You're a step ahead.
The goal is before October 1st.
That's true. It's still only September.
That will come down and more Halloween will go up. But I saw we have the cutest grocery store by us, Harmon's.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an aisle that's just for decoration, holiday decorations.
And it's not like grocery store decorations.
No.
They're super cute.
They're expensive. Because they're so nice. And I always look and I'm like, oh, they're so cute. But I never bought anything because I'm cheap. But they had last Christmas... Gnomes were really big,
mm-hmm.
right? Like the Christmas gnomes or whatever. And I loved them. I gave them as neighbor gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were so cute. They literally had a witch gnome. I was
so cute.
I totally bought
it. You bought it.
I'm not joking. It's like 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
Not the gnome itself. The gnome itself is probably a foot tall. And then it has a hat that's 2 feet tall.
Oh my gosh.
It is the cutest thing in the world. And it's up on my mantle.
So you got that up.
Okay. Yes. I love Halloween.
You're getting ready.
I know.
I definitely have way cuter Halloween decorations than the spring ones that are up, so...
See, there's some incentive.
Spring is nothing.
To switch them out.
Bring it out. Mm-hmm. Bring on Halloween.
I am fully in support of early Halloween decorating.
Me too. And it's been chilly this week, so it's kind of started feeling more like fall.
I totally agree.
So.
It's time.
It is. I agree.
But before we get started into this week's Q&A...
Before we go off track again with whatever...
Because it will be fun.
Yeah.
We do need to do our author spotlight.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you have a fun fact?
I do, and I kind of want to correct myself on a previous fun fact. We talked 1 week about how she writes romance and, like, mystery ghost books.
Yeah.
She writes mystery ghost thrillers.
Yes.
And one of them, was it The Broken Girls? No, it's the one about Maddie. No, I can't remember.
Maddie Claire.
It won 2 Rita Awards, which were the romance awards, and then 1 mystery suspense award. So it was, she doesn't write both. She just happened, she writes ghost stories.
Oh.
And thrillers. But one of them also... went into the category of romance.
So, like, scary things are romantic?
There is a, must be, I haven't read that one yet, a romantic element to
it. I have
it
on my list.
Did you put it on?
I put it on my hopes, too. I wonder if I put it on hold. I don't know if I did or if it's just, like...
I'm excited, too.
Like,
because,
going to.
And then The Broken Girls. So, those are the 2...
I don't have it on hold.
Most known of hers
mm-hmm.
before this one, and... The Maddie Claire was her very first novel.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah. So she had written 2 or 3 novels before, but none of them ever got picked up. And she said, they will never see the light of day. They're in a drawer. But she kept writing. And then she wrote that one in 2012.
Okay.
And then it got picked up. And so she's got maybe 7 books out. And
that's
that
amazing.
One and The Broken Girls... have been her most popular ones, but so I just wanted to make that correction. But her fun fact for today was she was doing an interview with criminalelement.com, and they asked what first sparked your interest in the supernatural, because all of her books have ghosts in them, like mm-hmm. ghost characters.
Okay.
And she said that stealing her first Stephen King book from her older brother's bookshelf when she was 11 or 12.
Whoa. That's entirely young, too young that to kind read of a book.
Stephen King, which she attributes the fact that she was reading it at 11 or 12 to the reason she grew up to be a warped writer.
That's awesome.
The first book was Christine, though she stole and read all of the others as fast as she could. And to this day, she never misses a King.
She just loves all his books.
She just loves them. Yep. And she was exposed to them at a very young age.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, so I remember reading one in high school, and it was like a little much for me.
Yeah. I read a couple in junior high, maybe towards the end of junior high, but they've never really, as much as I love murder mystery and that, I've never really, I wouldn't say he's my favorite author.
All right.
But.
No, like he's a very good author. Absolutely. Obviously.
I've read a couple, but I haven't read all of his.
Right. No, so, I haven't either.
And they're not on my list to read, so I don't know what that says of, not that I didn't like them.
Now I'm wondering how many I've read. I don't even know.
Yeah.
It's not my go-to.
I think I've read two or three, maybe. It's not my go-to, definitely. Hmm. So that's our fun fact. We want to know, are you reading?
I hope so. And
what are you thinking?
Stay on track with this. I'm very much looking forward to talking about it.
Two more weeks?
Yep.
Is that right?
Two more weeks.
So, yes.
Ooh, that's going to come fast.
It is.
He's read so many books.
And I'm waiting for it on the library wait list still.
Are you?
And it says 4 weeks. No, maybe it jumped down to 3 weeks. So if I don't get it in the next week, I'm just going to have to borrow it.
I'll buy it.
You bought it?
I bought it.
All right.
It's my Audible book of the
your
month.
Your credit.
Yeah.
Which I have some I could use. I could use it towards that.
I do have to say, even though we're not going to talk about it, I just finished this book. That was fast. I just cannot wait. It's like hard for me not to talk about it.
I know.
Till next week.
I know.
But
I read a couple good ones this week too.
So just wait till just next wait. Week.
You're going to want to tune in.
Oh, it's going to be.
Sarah's got a doozy.
Well, I do. And it took me down a rabbit hole of like, looking into all these other things. So it was those kinds of books.
I want to hear. Yeah.
Anyway, it was really good.
Okay.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Just a teaser for next week,
even though
we haven't even recorded it yet. It's going to be good.
Okay.
Okay. So, questions. Should we jump into our question and answers?
Yeah, I think that's the next thing on our list.
Okay. You want to go first?
Sure. I will.
Okay.
Okay, what is the dumbest way you've been injured?
Maybe I should ask that question. The dumbest way I've been injured. I mean, I've certainly been injured.
I don't even know which one to choose.
That's many.
How dumb some of mine have been.
Okay, like the dumbest, like, I mean, nothing like funny. I've fallen into a bush of a rose bush.
Oh.
And it had just been trimmed, and the stick went in my knee.
Wow.
It took quite a few stitches. I was walking down my stairs, slipped, and my foot went straight into like a chair, a wooden chair that was against the wall, so it didn't move. And it broke my toe. I now have a crooked toe. And that was painful. And that was stupid, but not like weird or dumb. Tell me. That's about all I have. I have no good stories.
Well, mine aren't super exciting either. I have two that came to mind as soon as I saw that. When I was little, like probably 5, and my little brother was maybe 3, we both had strep throat, and we just got back from the doctor to get medicine for our strep throat. And we had popsicles because we had strep throat.
Yeah.
So I got out a popsicle, and they were the twin pops that you break in half. And so I broke it in half. We wanted the green flavor, and it was the only green flavor left. And one side had a stick in it, and the other side was missing a stick. And because I'm the older sister, of course I keep the one with the stick for myself. My memory is I took a butter knife and held the popsicle and put the butter knife up through the popsicle so he had a stick. A, I just gave my little brother
a popsicle with a knife in it
that he would put the knife end in his mouth. But it was a butter knife.
Covered by a popsicle.
Well, it wasn't because it came out the side. So I'm holding it like this. Put the knife up and it came out the side and cut, I have a scar from it. Cut the side of my finger.
Ooh.
And it needed stitches.
Ooh.
So like within 15 minutes of being home from the doctor, we had
finger.
To go straight back to the doctor. And I got, I think, 3 stitches in there.
Oh my.
And I don't think my brother ate the popsicle on a knife, which is probably a good call on my mom's part.
Yeah, that probably was the right thing
to
do.
So, that was a pretty dumb one, but I was a kid.
Yeah, we do dumb things when we're kids.
My big dumb adult one is a couple of years ago, we were skiing in Banff, in Canada.
Ooh.
And...
That's amazing.
Yeah. I'm not a huge skier.
Well,
I ski.
You kind of have to do that there, don't you?
Yeah. And so we go with a group of friends. We were with a group of friends, and it was the end of our second day skiing. I was super tired, and I said, I think it's time to go back to the lodge. I'm too tired. But before that, I had said, one more run.
Sure.
When you think one more run, now it's our family joke. You should stop.
Yeah. The one more run really is
one
more
run means we're going home now. Yeah.
Okay.
So I had said one more run, end of the second day, not the greatest of skiers. We're going down a green, like the easiest of easy. Not just a green, but a green, like Lerner Hill.
Okay. Green. Sure.
But we're at Lake Louise Ski Resort, and I swear everything there, like a blue is really a black. They're all harder. Like the greens there are almost, I don't even love doing very many blues, if any blues I like. I'm a green. I'm
you
a green circle.
You just want to enjoy the atmosphere.
And even their greens are a little just not.
Too hard.
Lazy.
It takes a lot of effort to like focus on where you're going.
Yeah. And it's kind of, it was icy that season.
That's
so
hard too.
We're heading down, we stop and we're like, yep, let's go back to the lodge. So my husband's behind me recording me for fun, I guess. And it's just like this simple little hill. I say that, but it's not the easiest of hills I've been on. But it was a green. And I get going, and my legs just didn't listen to my brain. My brain told them to move, but they really didn't.
But they were too tired.
They were too tired to move. They're like, we're not moving anymore. And I somersaulted with my legs out to the side, which my skis didn't pop off. So, in other words, my knees just corkscrew, like, twisted.
Oh, and my gosh.
Yeah.
And it's all on video.
It's all on video.
Oh,
and all you hear is
awful.
Me saying profanities.
Oh,
and
no.
Then, I tore my ACL on one and then on the other something else. Like ACL and MCL on one knee. The left knee was MCL. Anyway, I'm sitting there and I knew it wasn't right. But I said, I'm in the middle of the run and people are just skiing past me. So I said to Scott, I'm just going to stand up and move to the side. And I go to stand up.
Oh, no.
And things are fine until I go to take the first step. And it's almost like there was nothing connecting. So it was just like Gumby. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, nope, I'm going to sit right here.
And it didn't hurt yet?
I
mean, that sounds painful.
I don't really know the pain. I don't remember the pain. What I remember, though, is the nauseous feeling of feeling your leg disconnect.
Ew.
Like
ew.
That unnatural movement and seeing your leg like totally twisted backward was more
gosh.
Of a nauseous feeling than pain. Like I wanted to puke. It was
like,
just an unnatural feeling.
Really happening.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then it took over an hour for ski patrol to get to me.
No. Why?
Yes. I don't know. One other ski patrol came to get a lady down who just didn't want to ski anymore. And I'm looking over at them being like, hello, I'm here. And they're like, this lady called first. And I'm like, my husband's been gone forever. Anyway, they finally got there and I got the embarrassing toboggan ride to the bottom.
But you've done that.
I have taken a toboggan ride to the bottom.
That's pretty cool.
In Canada.
Let's look at the positives.
Where they, like, they're, anyway.
How was the medical care?
Oh my gosh, it was so... Well, the medical, I can't say for the medical care because I didn't go to the emergency room after, but at the ski resort going into the place, they're like, yeah, it looks like you did something to your knee. I'm like, yep. And they're like, yeah, maybe take some Tylenol.
You went home?
So, yeah. So, and the option was if I were to be taken out by an ambulance, they would bring the ambulance down the ramp that was there and pick me up right at the ski patrol lodge. But because I didn't want an ambulance to go, I had to walk upstairs to leave. Like, there was no other option. There was no elevator, like, that got you up to the next floor. There were only stairs. And so...
That's bizarre.
My husband and the other guy we were with were, like, they were practically carrying me up the stairs. And we were leaving to come home the next day. This has gone on, way off topic.
Well,
so I told my husband, I know nothing's broke. It's not a broken bone. I can tell that. So let's just get home tomorrow, and then I'll go...
That's crazy.
To the hospital tomorrow. Because I didn't want to deal with insurance and can't. I didn't know how that would work, so...
But you are injured, like severely injured. So you just wrap it up really tight?
Once we got to the airport the next morning, we got a wheelchair, and I got wheeled through the airport. And
well, that's kind of nice.
Yeah. Oh, and then when we got home, I went to the emergency room.
You did. Yeah. You went to the ER here.
Yeah.
Oh, Jamie, that's awful.
Anyway, there you go, dumb green bunny heel. Well,
it's not like you did something dumb.
No.
It's like an accident.
You know, when you fall skiing, you should fall on your butt. Nope.
Sometimes.
I contortion forward.
You can do whatever is in your power, and you still aren't going to land on your bum. It's just the way it is when you're skiing, you know? It takes one little nick for your ski to get caught, and you're done.
Yeah. I can't think of any other dumb stories. Those were it.
The only thing I thought of was, my brother and I, when you started talking to my brother, I was like, oh, I probably have some stories. we would go down the stairs in our sleeping bags.
Yes.
Lots of times.
Such a childhood
rite of passage.
Yeah.
So our house was a split level.
Yeah.
So you walked in and there was like a living room and then the stairs, and around the wall of the living room was the kitchen. Yeah. And so the wall that divided the living room and the kitchen was right in the middle of the stairs. And there was a hall. You know, there's room. You could choose when you got to the bottom of the stairs. But we go down, I don't know how many times we'd done it before this happened, but we thought it would be fun to get, like, our heads at the bottom of our sleeping bag.
Such a good idea.
And go down head
first.
So you
can't see.
Yeah, because that, like, makes it more thrilling.
Right.
This is where the dumb place in. And I did head plant into the wall. The
dividing
wall. Left a good old dent there. Yeah.
In the wall?
In the end of the wall. Yeah, and a nice goose egg. But I was okay. No hospital visits or stitches or anything.
I'm glad you're okay.
Your
hard head dented the wall.
Yeah. So that was actually dumb because I made the choice, Jamie. I wasn't skiing in Banff.
You're like, put my head in a sleeping bag. This is a great idea, brother. The thing is, you should have come up with the idea and made your brother do it.
I should have.
First.
Maybe, I don't know whose idea it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
Okay.
Next question.
Okay. What do you got?
Serious question here. Do you count your steps? That's the question, Jamie.
It's the dumbest thing of this is, I don't usually, but today I did.
You counted your steps today!
Well, because at work... I work at a middle school. There are two staircases I can take, and I always take the same ones.
Okay.
And I don't know why, and so today I was like, why do I always come to these? Why don't I ever go to the other? So I went to the other today, and I thought, I mean, it's from floor one to floor two. It's all the same height. It should be the same stairs.
Sure.
So I counted for some reason today to make sure they were the same.
And?
They are not.
What?
One has 27 steps, and the other has 26.
Why?
I don't know.
So the floor is sloped?
Maybe.
It would have to be.
Right?
Weird.
Is that weird?
That's and weird.
I counted the second staircase at the end of the day, so now I've got to go back and make sure I counted correctly to see if that could really be true.
Yeah, you need... Are you
I don't
counting?
Typically count stairs, though. Are we counting stairs or steps, like, as
it
we're walking?
Steps.
What did it say?
I'm
steps.
Guessing it's okay. steps, like you
just
know,
walking
throughout
the
day.
Down the street.
Have you hit your 10,000
no.
steps?
No, I tried that once, and it was horribly embarrassing how few steps I was taking a day, so I shut that off of my watch.
Yeah.
It's like, no, thank you.
So I used to have a Fitbit.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit more user-friendly when it comes to... That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And I totally was like, I need 10,000 steps. Like, if I was like, I'm hitting 10,000 every day. If at 9 o'clock at night, I still needed...
You're pacing circles?
Oh, yeah. Around my house. I just walk in a loop around my house or my main floor.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I gotta get my steps
in.
I don't know what those extra 100 few steps were worth, but it... happened. But
I
then
think
I got
it's
a
creating
new watch.
Some OCD.
I know. Well, and I got a new watch. So like the Apple Watch doesn't...
It doesn't just...
It's really like
I think you can set it up to have your steps right on the face of it, but I don't ever look.
I don't want them on my face.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like can't figure out. Like you used to just be able to be like... Boop, boop, boop,
you
just there
have to
it
go
is.
Into
now
the
I have
app.
To. Yeah, you have to do it on your phone. Like yeah. I don't think you can see your steps on here.
On the health?
Oh, yes, you
yeah,
can.
You
look
can.
At that, you can.
Look at the things we're learning.
Who has an Apple Watch? Can you teach
you
me?
You can check your steps. It's amazing. It's amazing what this
it's
thing does.
It's not as easy as my
yeah.
wonderful Fitbit, which I also love. But this is good, too.
Yeah. Okay. So
anyway,
do you count your steps?
Not
besides
anymore. Yeah,
that?
No, not
just
anymore.
On that. But in your yeah. head as you're walking, do you ever just start
no.
counting?
No.
Sometimes
is there
I do.
Anything that you do, like, when you're just on your own going somewhere?
I do a lot of weird things like that. Like, I'll count, or I'll count, like, the mile posts as I'm driving on the freeway.
Really?
Because it's every mile. And then in my head, I think, that way if I break down, I know what mile post I am. But then I get, like, obsessive about it. And if I miss one, and I'm like, am I...
You're worried.
Yeah.
So,
I... do some weird things like that.
When I was in high school, did American Sign Language is my... Language.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. I did not know that about you.
Yes.
I know a little bit of sign. Do you remember it?
I don't know
it?
Very much. I don't remember very much.
Okay.
But one thing that I do, one habit that has stuck with me forever is fingerspelling.
Yeah.
Like I could fingerspell anything to you 100 times. So when I'll catch myself when I'm just walking by myself, fingerspelling my thoughts.
Wow.
Weird.
That is.
It's weird. I'm just walking. My hands are down here and I'm like, and I'm like, what am I doing? That is really weird. People are wondering what in the world I'm
doing
with my fingers.
Your fingers.
Because that is weird. And I'm like, if someone does know fingerspelling, they would know all of my thoughts.
Right. You just gave them out. To whoever's monitoring us, the government watching now knows what you're thinking.
I can't even have private thoughts because my fingers betray me. It is the worst habit. I wish I didn't do it. But I still
that
do
is
that.
Funny.
How many years later? I mean,
right.
At least 20. That's at how least. Long I've been out of school.
Wow. That's impressive, though, that your brain still subconsciously just remembers and goes.
I know. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing I do. That's maybe not counting steps, but I do that.
Okay.
Well, ready?
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, your turn.
What's something I would never guess about you?
Wow. This is one I might need to sit on for a minute. Something you would never guess about me.
I bet you'd never guess that I fingerspell my thoughts.
No, I would have never guessed that. Ever. Something you would never guess about me. I think I'm a pretty open book.
So you're thinking like dark secret.
A dark secret?
I was thinking like something that you can do that you don't really talk a lot about.
Okay.
Like.
So what's yours here?
Like something I think, but I know this about you, but other people don't. Jamie makes bookmarks.
Yeah.
That are so cool. They, like, hook to your wrist, and then she, like, writes on them with her wood...
My wood burner.
Burner. It's cool.
A nerdy wood burner.
Like, people wouldn't know that about you.
No, you're right. Nobody would know that
and
about me.
And that's not a dirty secret.
Yeah. I'm not going to spill any dirty secrets here. If I had
not
any.
Not today. This isn't the podcast for that.
That's what I do. No, okay, so one, like, thing that I don't even know that... many people that I'm really close to know this, but I sometimes, like when I need to get out of the house,
yeah,
I love to sit in the library parking lot.
Do you really?
I will go get me a drink or a snack at a drive-thru or something.
Yeah.
And then I just sit in the parking lot, library.
You don't go inside?
No.
You just want to be there, knowing the books are inside.
And I don't know if it's specifically the library because it's the library. But it's close. I don't have to go far.
Uh-huh.
There's a nice park right next to it. So
pretty.
It's beautiful and you can see the mountains and it's beautiful scenery.
So it's just a good spot.
So it's just a good spot.
It happens to be a library.
It happens to be at the library. Yeah. The only person who knows this is my sister, and I told her that if I ever go missing or I've stomped off mad, check the library parking lot. That's probably
where
I'm hanging out. And one of the reasons is if I need to go to the bathroom, there's a public bathroom that's clean.
Oh, that's a good point,
so
too.
So I'll sit there and either listen to a podcast or a book or just chill for a little bit. And then I'll head back home. Like, that's my quiet spot.
I love that.
Yeah.
So you would find me
following
my realtor map all over the valley looking at
just
driving
houses.
By houses that are for sale. Oh, look at that one is worth, or asking that for that house.
Yeah.
Oh. And then I go to the next house and
that's
I drive
just what you,
all
when you need a
over the
quiet
place.
That's what you'd go into.
Put on a book or a podcast and I just drive around. I could do it all day long.
Yeah. Clears your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See new neighborhoods. I just like to.
Yeah.
I have no inclination to move. It's
just
something that I do.
Yeah. It's just
weird.
Enjoyable.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it.
Show me a pretty house.
Okay. What is your most unusual talent?
That's a weird question. I don't know. Let me think. When I was young, I could make that sound like a kazoo with my hand.
With your hand?
You know.
You can't still do it. Oh.
You've seen that.
Yes.
They're like,
can you still do it?
I don't know. It's been a really long time. I'm like afraid to even try. This is talent, people.
This is serious.
I don't remember. I remember how to do it.
Remember how to do it?
I think about it. Give me a song. What's a song? I gotta show me the song. I can't do it. I don't even know what sound I'm supposed to make into my hand.
I don't even know what to count to.
I can't even count it as a talent anymore.
Darn it.
I'll practice and try again next time.
Keep your talents up.
A talent. I don't know if I have any unusual talents. I can pick things up off the ground with my toes. Is
that's
that
a good
unusual?
Talent. Yeah. I think my toes are pretty nimble as well.
I don't know if that just makes me lazy.
No,
or talented.
Talented. We're going for talent on that one. Pure talent.
Do you have any unusual talents?
Nope. I don't think I have anything.
What would be my unusual talent? I don't know.
I don't know that I'm really good at any one specific thing that's a normal talent.
Yeah.
I'm just normal. I think I'm just average at everything.
I am too.
There's nothing that draws me out.
What's an unusual talent?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything.
No. The only thing I think of when I think of an unusual talent is when they'd have people with unusual talents on like the night shows. Like the
they do really
talk
weird
shows.
Things. They like stretch in weird ways.
Yeah. And one guy took a drink of milk and then plugged his nose and shot milk out of the duct in his eyeball.
Ew! Ew!
I can't do it.
That's not talent. That's disgusting.
That's what comes to mind. And I have nothing weird like that. I can roll my tongue.
I
cannot wiggle my ears.
Yeah. I can even do... Can you do like a tongue roll?
No.
Dude.
That's your talent.
Well, and I have such a pretty tongue. It's got cracks and things. It's called a geographic tongue, in case you're wondering.
That's very fancy, actually, to have a geographic tongue.
I mean, no one here can see my tongue, but it's gross. We try to keep it inside my mouth. Most of the time. Just in case, just you know. In case. Someone else might be
keep our tongues in our mouths.
Right. That's side what we of work it. On. We try. Yeah. But yeah, I can do a good, it's like a belly roll for your tongue.
For your tongue. I'm impressed. I cannot take it to that level. But I can. Oh, this is my unusual talent. And I think some people can do this, but a lot of people can't. I can do one eyebrow up and one eyebrow down.
I think I can do that, but only with one side.
I can't do the other side either, but I can do this one side.
Yeah, that one's good.
I could have a good sideways look.
You really do. If you guys want, this is
can you see it?
See it?
I might have to still
that's really good.
And let you know.
Seriously.
That's my talent.
It's a good one. Ba-dum, I like boom. That talent.
There you go.
Okay. What is the most awkward thing that happens to you on a regular basis?
I am so awkward that all awkward things happen on a regular basis. Like, I walk away from a conversation and I'll be... So one of the memes that's been going around lately that I keep seeing is from Dirty Dancing, where Baby says... I carried a watermelon. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
When Patrick Swayze goes up to her and she's like, I carried a watermelon. That is me every day. Like, I feel so awkward that I need to say something. And then I say it and I'm like, oh my gosh. That was the stupidest thing you could ever say.
It's probably not near as bad as you think it is.
I carried a watermelon. That's so... And then I leave a situation and I replay in my head for like the next hour everything that was said. And then I sit and think, would she have been offended by that? Or why did you say that? That was dumb. Or maybe somebody else has a kid that does things like that and you just called them weird. Or and then I just rack my brain about all the things I need to apologize for.
You need to be kinder to yourself.
I'm just awkward.
Because probably 90% of the time, like, the other person is on with their day and never thought again about it.
Or they've made it into a meme amongst their friends, and it's going around about me, and I don't even know. Jimmy carried a watermelon. What the heck was that?
That would be amazing. Make a meme about me.
Oh, that's that awkward awesome. Moment on that movie, I feel like, is me in
I
my
love
life.
That so movie.
I feel awkward all the time.
I'm
there
sorry.
You go.
I was trying to think. I don't know what I do. I probably just don't even realize where I'm being awkward. Here I am thinking everything's fine, and everyone's like, oh,
Sarah. This happened to me today. Normal. This is my other one. So I'm walking down the hall at school, and there's somebody else walking towards me.
Okay.
And it's too far to acknowledge that you see them.
Oh.
But you're the only two people in the hall. So it's awkward. I feel awkward.
Because you're like, do I look at you or do I look somewhere else?
Do I? Yeah, like, what do I do now until we're actually close enough to say, hey, how you doing today?
Or do I
today?
Just smile at you this whole time that we're walking towards each other?
I just make eye contact with you?
And then it's a stare down.
But I don't want to be rude and look away. See, I just question my every action. And
that's...
I felt awkward
situations
in that
too.
Moment today.
Well, and I think I'm more really awkward with, like, my kids' friends.
Yes.
Like, I'm always like, I'm cool.
Right.
Like, I know I'm cool, them. And they just don't know it yet. And that's okay.
Right. They'll
I'm
figure it out.
I'm going to give them time to learn how cool I am. You are. And that's fine. And so, like, whenever they're over, I'm like, hey, Joe. I'm making up a name. I don't know. Yeah. You know, whatever. Cash's friend or Cruz's friend. Hey, Joe, how was school today? Like, who's your favorite teacher? Oh, yeah, Crude's talked about that. And they're like, yeah. Like, go away, I'm here
anymore.
To be with Crew, not you.
Yeah.
And it's, I just can't. Like, I'm like, no, I'm here. Like, yeah, it's so
fun. I
want
to, like, get to know you. Like,
and then I'm always like, I should just shut up and go away. But it's too late because I'm trying to show them how cool I am. And they just can't quite figure it out. It takes them just a little too long.
Right.
To figure out my coolness.
Right. Why don't they ever walk in and ask us questions?
No.
Come on.
I know a lot of stuff.
I do. I'm funny.
I'm way funny.
That's what I always tell
and,
my
like,
kids.
I give them the best
ideas
of things
to do. You don't know how funny your
mom
is. Yes.
I'm like, they're sitting there like, well, you don't know what to do. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I got a list a mile long. And I give them all these things
Come on,
to do.
Look how fun these things sound.
And they're just like.
Just go away already.
No. no, no. And then what happens when I leave? They do all the things I recommended. Of course,
because you're cool.
I'm way cool.
Way cool.
Anyway.
See?
That's where I'm awkward.
Kids, listen to your mothers.
Exactly. Exactly.
They think they're cool. Just give it to them.
Even the coolest people have to, like, explain why they're cool.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm trying to make myself feel better about it, but I do think that happens.
Right. You don't have to convince yourself of how cool you are if you're really cool.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Once in my life, I was cool.
I think I'm a really fun mom. They just don't
know.
I'm
way better than other moms. I'll say that.
Right? Like, if they're giving out mom awards, I'm definitely getting one.
Well, I'd get one before some people I know. I'll just say that. Or other people that maybe I don't know.
Right. It could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
In other words.
Exactly.
Okay, whose turn? I'm totally off on... Did you ask that or did I ask that one? We have a list here.
I don't know.
Okay. I'll just take this next one. What's the funniest thing you've seen a kid do?
That's a dumb one.
No, it's not.
What?
If you're a school teacher, you have a list.
Okay, there you go.
So...
My kids don't do, like, funny things to me. I'm too critical. I'm like, no, stop. Don't do that.
Oh, my kids are pretty funny. But my brain immediately goes to the classroom. And I have a list. But the first one that comes to mind is I'm teaching kindergarten. And we're all sitting at the rug. And I don't know, some schools have this, some don't. But in our school, the wall was kind of this, like, I don't even know how to explain it, ropeish texture. Hmm. Really thin roped walls that it wasn't carpet. Like, it was kind of harsh. Like, if you rubbed your arm on it, it had little...
Like, fibers?
Fibers that stuck out. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know what it was. It was weird.
Probably because you could put holes in it and stuff?
Yeah, you could stick things in it and stuff, and it was soft in case kids want to bang their heads against it. I don't know. It wasn't
soft,
really
yet,
super
pokey.
Soft. It wasn't padded. But yeah, it was like, if you leaned up against it, it would poke you because it had these little...
Yeah, I can imagine it.
Like, if a rope starts to fray...
Yeah.
That's what was sticking out of the wall. And so I'm sitting on my teacher chair giving whatever lesson I'm getting, and the kids are all on, and I remember this kid's name and everything. It's been over 10 years ago. The kids are all sitting on
poor kid
the rug, and I look up at him, and he's staring at the wall, and he just out of the blue sticks his tongue out and licks the wall.
What? Ew!
Like, I need to figure out this texture. And my tongue is the best thing to figure it out.
Oh.
So he's just sitting there and all of a sudden, and I let out a laugh. And I know, like, as a teacher, you try really hard not to react to things kids say or do. But that one caught me so off guard that in the middle of my sentence,
well,
I was like,
tongue?
Ah. Just always remember seeing the kid lean over and lick the wall
lick
in the middle
the
of the lesson. Yeah.
Why not?
Like, my fingers could tell texture, but so can my tongue.
It's like almost he hadn't kicked that baby
stuff.
I mean, like babies put things
put
in their mouths to, like, learn and...
Learn and explore. He
yes.
was still learning and exploring with his tongue.
Oh, God.
He was
still
a cute
for the kid,
but oh my gosh, that one just... made me laugh in the middle of a lesson on letters and sounds or something.
What's that movie, The Christmas Story, where he
licks
the
pole? Yeah. At least that kid was dared to do it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
This kid was just exploring with his tongue.
Just did it all on his own.
Kids are funny. They do funny things. Anyway, that's what comes
to
mind. I can't
think of...
No.
What's your worst bug-related story?
Ew.
Oh, I've got a good one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Bug-related. I'm not totally squeamish when it comes to bugs. Snakes are more my squeamish thing.
Okay. Yeah,
but,
I like snakes.
But squeamish to me was I once opened a candy bar. I don't even remember what it was
Ew.
Now. But it had, like, bugs in the candy bar when I opened it. It was gross. That's so grossed out. Awful. Yeah. In your food products.
No. I could never open another thing again. That's gross.
And I was younger. Really young.
Did you call this company? Well,
I mean, when I say younger, I was probably like 5 or 6. I just, you go to the grocery store and it's so exciting to get a candy bar. Yes. And then we got home and I opened it and it was
infested
with bugs.
That's gross. I would have called someone, I think.
Yeah.
And said, at least the grocery store.
And my mom was like, ooh, gross, throw that away. And I'm like, but my treat. Take me back to the store. I'm sure I didn't get another treat.
Yeah, that's gross. I have bad run-ins with bees, and I could tell you stories. Oh. And maybe I already have. I never know.
I don't think I've heard from you, but I have allergic reactions to
bees. Well, I don't have allergic reactions, but they just enjoy stinging me.
So and I've been stung
quite a few times, yeah.
Only 3 times in my whole life.
Oh, that's good.
But I remember them because of the reaction I have.
Because they're horrific.
But they are.
Well, and I don't have a bad reaction, and they're still memorable. Like, silly things, like standing out at... We're doing, like, PE or something in elementary school, or standing in a great big circle, and I was raising my hand to be picked.
Yeah.
And a freaking wasp on the tip of my pinky stung the tip of my pinky. And I remember,
don't you dare put your hand up in the air.
Feeling it with my other finger, going like, oh, there's something fuzzy. And I looked, and I'm like, ow! And it hurts so bad.
It hurts.
Then another time, we were up, we have a cabin, or we had one when I was growing up, and it's in the middle of the woods, and we were outside on the deck. And I take a swig of my lemonade. It was in a can.
Mm-hmm.
And into my mouth goes a bee. I didn't get stung in my mouth that time. I was like,
in your mouth.
I mean, I just quickly got all of that out of my mouth. And it was the scariest thing ever. I can't imagine getting stung inside my mouth. It would have been bad. But I didn't.
Yeah.
That one I was
saved. That reminds me of another bug story. Go on with yours.
They've gone up my pant leg and stung me inside my pants.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not joking. Like you. It's so bad. I was playing like kickball, you know, like where you kick the ball and then you go around the bases. And I'm on a base and I get stung right on the top of my foot on the base. Like, leave me alone. I'm not doing anything to you.
And they hurt. It really does hurt bad.
It's so bad. But that's not my best bug story.
Okay. Although
that's just like, I hate bees.
That you just hate bees.
So if you see me running around like a crazy person, it's because there's a bee in the vicinity. And I know it's going to sting me if it can get close enough.
Yeah.
I got to get out of the way.
I'm the magnet of mosquitoes.
Mm.
You're the magnet of bees. Ugh. Every mosquito finds me.
So bad.
Ugh.
Ew.
What's your other bug story?
Okay. So this was about 6 or 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I have 4 kids and we're all in my minivan. And I'm driving from my house to my parents' house. And I can't remember what I was doing. I lived in Cottonwood Heights, so their house is about 25 minutes away. And I get all the kids loaded in my car. Steve, who knows where Steve was?
Right.
Nowhere to help me.
Right.
I'll just say that. So I get all my kids in the car. And so they're little, if this was 7, they're all in car seats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I even have a little one in like a little baby car seat facing backwards. So you can imagine 4, 3 car seats and then a baby facing back. And I'm driving. I maybe got 4 blocks from my house and I notice that a spider is in the car. And the spider is on the dash. Now I have a minivan where like the windshield goes forever to the front. And then it like by the time it reaches your dash, it's like this crazy angle.
Okay.
Right? That you can't really... And I don't like spiders. I have a very big fear of spiders.
Okay.
Anyway. So it's not like I'm just like, oh, let me get a tissue and then I grab it like some normal people do.
Right.
I'm not that normal person.
Okay.
I'm like, give me a stick that's 6 feet long and then I'll jab at it 6 feet away. I don't want to come close. That's me.
Okay.
So the spider is crawling along the dash, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a spider. I'm driving the car, so I pull over because I can't focus on driving because I'm so focused on this
spider.
And I'm looking in my car. Well, I have a diaper bag and wet wipes and stuff, so I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to touch it alive. Like, I can't get that close alive. What if it, like, climbs on me. Yeah. Right. So I got my shoe off and I took my buckle off and I'm kneeling in my driver's seat. I'm kneeling and I'm like gearing up and my kids are watching a movie. So they're not really paying attention to what's even going on. And I whack at the spider. And no joke, the spider jumped. The spider jumped, started leaping across the dashboard. Not just one jump, like to a new place. Multiple leaps. It was leaping across the dashboard. I'm screaming. Because that's what you do when a spider that was supposed to die starts leaping.
And you don't know spiders have knees that they can jump with.
What? So I'm like out of my car, get out of my car.
Yeah.
And I'm freaking out because the spider is jumping inside the car and it could jump at me at any moment and I'm out.
Right.
My kids are in the car, but they're buckled in their car seats and I don't have, I mean, it would take me a long time to get them out and I got to get out.
So you got out of the car and left the kids in the car.
And I call my parents because Steve was somewhere else. I know for whatever reason I couldn't call Steve. So I call my parents who are like, I'm only 4 blocks from my house.
So but I'm not getting back in the car. You're closer to your house than their house.
They're still 20 minutes away.
Don't tell me that your parents and came I'm out freaking and killed out. The spider for you.
No, they didn't. And they're like, what do you want me to do? And I'm like, I don't know, but I can't drive. I can't drive with the spider in the car.
Yeah.
I just can't. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I can't take my car home. I can't take it where I'm going. I'm stuck. Like, yeah. I don't know what to do. And they're like, well, figure out a way to kill the spider. And I'm like, you're so helpful. Thank you.
I hang up the car.
So I go back into, and I'm like, okay, try to find it, because now where is it? And I can see it has gone down into that point that I was explaining with my windshield.
It's so narrow cornered.
Yeah. And I just start jabbing my shoe into it, but I can't reach it. So the spider is like freaking out because it knows it's going to die because I am determined to kill it.
A huge giant.
And it just goes into my air vent.
Oh, great. Now it's going to come get you through the air.
I'm not even kidding you. So I'm like, well, now it's in there. And I've got to get to my mom's house. So I get back in the car and I'm just watching the air vent.
The whole way.
Oh my gosh, I could not get air fast enough. And I call my mom and I said, have the raid ready. No joke. So it starts coming out. Like it comes out and I have my shoe in my hand. And I'd be like, rah, 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 and it would go back into the vent.
It kept coming. Like, it kept coming out. Peekaboo.
It kept coming out. The jumping freaking spider, which I've never seen ever since. The jump spider that jumped like that. It was the scariest moment of my life. And I get to my mom's after like 6 run-ins with this freaking spider. And I do like it. I wait for it to come out. And it came out. And I just was like. And I just sprayed that thing for a minute and a half. It was like forever long. I'm like.
That you just threw out a minute and a half.
Think of how long that is when you were spraying it. It was probably like
15 seconds. Like, 1 minute and a half.
No, for real. That was the scariest drive of my life.
Wow.
I thought this spider is going to kill me. And I'm going to die from poisoning of
on the side of the road with your kids all in car seats.
That's sad. It would have been so sad. But yeah. I beat that spider.
You got it.
That was a really long story.
Of the spiders.
But I hate spiders so much. I mean, even Steve will be like, oh, this jumping spider in the spider car. Story. Because it was so traumatizing. I'm not even joking. You guys are all like, Sarah just killed a freaking spider.
So,
but I thought we were going to die. I was hysterical. I was so upset.
You were so upset by it.
And I was so scared that whole drive.
Yes, like I said, spiders. Bugs don't bother me. I mean, I don't love them. Why were you
not in the car taking care of the spider that was jumping around?
I would kill him without any bad feelings. But if a snake had come up through...
Well, a snake? What in the frick is a snake doing in your car?
Right. See, that's when I would pull over and jump out and...
Leave the kids?
Oh, I think I'd have to. What do?
You get out,
yeah,
Jamie.
You get away.
I was even like, I figured... The spider's in the front. The kids are in the back. I mean, every justification for my actions went through my head. They're going to be fine. The spider won't get children.
They are going to be fine. You were fair on that one. And even if the spider got to the children, it's not going to kill them like you thought it was going to kill you.
Yeah. It wouldn't do that to children.
No. Well, it wasn't. I'm assuming it was not. There are very few spiders that are poisonous.
Well, how many spiders jump?
I have some research to do. Sounds like jumping spiders. I don't know.
It was seriously.
That sounds serious. I could not.
It was a big deal for me.
So now I've learned about you that...
Just don't no, let me see don't a point spider. Out a
spider.
No. If I see a spider, like, in my house, I will get Steve and Steve will kill the spider. If Steve's not home, then I mark where the spider is and I watch it all day. And if it ever moves, like, until Steve gets home, so Steve can kill the spider.
The spider, wow.
I hate them.
Yeah. I'll kill them with my shoe.
If I don't want to do it with a tissue. Are around, I'll say, hey, I need you to go get that spider over there. And I act like really nonchalant. I'm busy.
Yeah.
You need to go take care of that.
Well, that's just good parenting because you're teaching them not to be afraid of spiders. Like, yeah. It's no big deal.
They're going
to
be fine on their own.
Yeah. If you let them know you have a fear, then they're going to fear it. But if you're just chill, like, hey, there's a spider over here that needs to be killed. Can you take care of that?
I'm like, hey, I've got to run and make dinner and you need to go take, like, there's a spider. You just got to go get it. Just get my shoe. Just hurry and go get the shoe. It's no big deal. Just go get it. Yeah. And I'm thinking, I will not come and say that thing. That's why I had children, so they would kill the spiders.
Right. All right. Any others?
I thought that was a really good one to end on.
I can't top the spider story. I had one more bug one, but it's nothing compared to that, so I'll save it for another time.
I don't know if anyone else can relate to my probably abnormal fear of spiders.
It's a serious fear you've got.
What forms those fears? Like, did I have a run-in with a spider that I don't remember?
How does your mom feel about spiders?
I don't know.
How does your dad feel about spiders?
I don't think they love them.
Because my mom... does anyone? My mom has... My fear of snakes is definitely from my mom. My mom has
She's super scared of snakes.
Yes. It's an absolute no. And like, I think that's where my...
We're outside.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, is it just spiders where when they're somewhere they're not supposed to be?
Maybe.
Maybe if you're outside camping, it's like, yeah, this is their home.
Maybe. That's a good point.
But if they get in your tent or your car or your house, then that's not their home. And then you freak out about them.
That's possible.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to think deeper on this.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. So thank you for listening today. That was really exciting.
Yes.
That was a fun Q&A.
Because as long as I've known you, I keep finding out new things about you here. So
I have been alive for a long time. I've had lots of experiences. It would be impossible to share them all.
Right. So each week I love learning more about you.
And you.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate you tuning in.
Next week is What's on Your Shelf. Remember, I've got a really good one to talk about.
Sarah wants to talk.
Can't wait.
She can't keep her mouth closed.
I know. It's just so good.
I can't wait to hear. She hasn't even told me.
I know. It's a big secret.
Complete secret there.
If you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and email. Send us an email.
thisisyourbookclubpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
I'd love it.
If you have any questions that we can add to our question list, we'd love more.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
You know, we can come up with our own good ones, but if there's something that you're really curious about, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. And thanks leave us comments.
Thanks to Amphibious Zoo for the music.
Thank you for our music.
Amazing.
We love it.
Amazing.
Upbeat and fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. So
sets the tone. And that's it.
That's it. So, we'll see you next week.
Yeah. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
And this is your book club.